Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Once again, deep behind enemy lines, fighting the info war. You are listening to the Alex Jones program. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones today for the next 3 hours. Thank you very much for joining us. On the program today, we're expecting a phone call from Congressman Ron Paul. This will be the first interview that I know about that he's given since he's thrown his hat in the ring for president for 2008. We have negotiated to have a little time so you can call in and congratulate Congressman Paul. We are hoping him to join us sometime in the last 2 hours. A busy congressman, hard to book and pin them down on a specific time, so we will likely drop what we're doing when Ron Paul joins us today. Two auspicious anniversaries to announce. On January 17th, 1961, 46 years ago today, President Eisenhower gave his exit speech in which he warned the nation about the military-industrial complex. So we will have some commentary on that. We'll play a clip from that speech on the program today. Of course, nothing more relevant today than that warning. And we can debate exactly why he gave us that warning, but the fact is he did give us the warning. He should know. And, of course, we did not heed the warning, and thus we find ourselves in the situation we are in today. Also, on this day, 1991, 16 years ago today, the Gulf War Desert Storm kicked off in the Middle East. Thus began a 16-year war. I hope we don't have to add 16 more years to this. A 16-year war in Iraq. Also on today's program, we'll talk about auto scanning of every license plate for crime and terror. That, again, anticipating that you might be a terrorist, that you might be a criminal. Of course, many constitutional problems with this. We'll talk about the $400,000 awarded in a racial profiling case on an airline. And we recently had a caller call into one of our programs, and he had the same thing happen to him in Canada. I hope he'll be listening to this. Also, if you live in Michigan, adultery could mean life in prison. We'll try to hit that story today. A little commentary on the Libby trial, the Scooter Libby trial. They are now currently choosing jurors for that trial in the Valerie Plame CIA leak case. Many pundits commenting that this could be a war between the Bush staff and the Cheney staff, which very well could play out in a show trial. Yesterday on Deadline Live, we talked about Arizona State University teaching its professors and its students how to love the North American Union. We'll try to get into that for you today on the Alex Jones Show. And one of the deadliest days in Baghdad, 100 killed by suicide bombs this morning, or today, as they're quite a bit ahead of us at Baghdad time, showing that the insurgents, the freedom fighters, the enemy combatants, this was talked about on the recent episode of 24, the evil terrorists reclassifies enemy combatants as freedom fighters, either way, they are amping up their attack. So even the thought of this troop surge, and only a few thousand extra troops have already arrived through Kuwait at this point, has set off even more deadly violence. This is exactly what the troops feared, and for that matter, what Oliver North even feared, would happen as we escalate the war. This happened in Vietnam, didn't it? Had some turmoil, some sectarian violence, some civil war going on between the Koreas. We stepped in, we started escalating, and things got worse. Also, the doomsday clock has moved forward 2 minutes. Tick-tock, tick-tock. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back after this.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the Deadline Live bunker, deep behind enemy lines, far across town from the InfoWar studios, Jack Blood with you hosting the Alex Jones program. Bob Dacey. We'll be sitting in with you for the next 2 days, and Bob just does a fantastic job, has a lot of great information, and please make him feel at home, make him feel welcome on the program as well. We're all really just caretakers of the Alex Jones Show while he is away from the ice and the cold, which has shut down Austin, Texas, so the government, the airports, just about everything here, recharging his batteries. And he already, I know, is chomping at the bit to get back on the air with you folks. He'll be back on Monday. We'll all look forward to having Alex back on the program. We have a good show for you today. As I mentioned earlier, today is the 46th anniversary of President Eisenhower's exit speech, which took place January 17, 1961, warning us of the military-industrial complex. And yes, many people now will say, and it is a no-brainer, having these military machinations, these giant companies who create the machinery and the products which go into perpetual war was the most dangerous thing we could ever face, and we are really reaping the whirlwind now, I think it's fair to say. I want to play just about a two-minute clip of the Eisenhower speech. I think this is put together very nicely. It's on YouTube.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Well, of course, as we know, a man who wants liberty and security so many times deserves neither. I believe that Eisenhower had a unique insight into all of this. He, of course, was behind closed doors with some of the movers and shakers. I call them the neo-pharaohs of the world. I'm sure he took a gander more than once at some of the plans that they had for us cannon fodder, us sheeple here in America. And for whatever reason, felt compelled to warn us about this. Now, many people can say, and we've taken a look at this angle when we hear these warnings over and over again, that this is part of the secret society process, that they must warn you before they do things. They must give you some type of advance warning. I guess in some ways, this is a cremation of their care. This clears their conscience. So many of you ask why Ike was able to get away with that speech. I think we can either look at it as he completely surprised the military-industrial complex or the growing military-industrial complex, much in the same way that Kennedy had. And there were two presidents back-to-back that I think in many ways, after taking office, understood the dire situation that we were heading for. Usually the opposite happens. You could take a good man and you can put him into behind the Oval Office desk, and he will turn evil faster than you can spell E-V-I-L. Now, this is a concept that is not new to America. This is not a 46-year-old concept. James Madison said, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. John Quincy Adams said, America is the well-wisher to freedom and independence of all. She is the champion and the caretaker of only her own. It's hard for me to even quote some of these quotes. It is absolutely dire that we understand this concept. Our founding fathers knew that standing military forces and those behind the scenes who would pull the strings and use war to control the people were exactly why this country was founded and what we had vowed to stay away from. The term military-industrial complex, MIC, refers to a close and symbiotic relationship between a nation's armed forces and its arms industry and associated political and commercial interests, i.e. the Carlyle Group. In such a system, the military is dependent on industry to supply material and other support, while the defense industry depends on government for a steady revenue stream. The term is most often used in reference to the United States, where it gained popularity after its use in the farewell address of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. As a pejorative term, the military-industrial complex, or the Iron Triangle, referred to an institutionalized collusion among defense contractors, industry, the Pentagon, military, and the United States government, Congress, and the executive branch as a cartel that works against public interest whose motivation is profiteering. And, you know, look, this is the thing, folks, and you talk to a lot of leftists, and I guess they'll tell you it's all about profit, it's all about lining their pockets, and in many ways it is about sucking the real wealth out of this country and out of the world at large in general. Putting us into debt so that we will be their slaves, so that they again can confiscate any real property or real material wealth to go along with the ones and zeros they call wealth. Certainly, all of that is true, but we just touched on this. As a control mechanism, there is nothing better than perpetual war in order to control the people. And, of course, this is where the United Nations comes in, and the big oil for food scandal broke yesterday. It appears that Kofi Annan, being out of the loop, he was kind of the Al Capone involved in this operation. I guess you can, if you had a RICO, you can charge on Kofi Annan and the United Nations. I'm sure you could take him down, but it appears now that many people in the United Nations were taking bribes from Saddam Hussein. And yes, that sounds a lot like right-wing propaganda, but no doubt it was true. But this is where the United Nations comes in. This is where the lovers of global government, regional government, and consolidation come in. And they will tell you that the only way to stop all these wars, not to cut the funding to the military-industrial complex, no, not to use preemptive strikes in order to go after imaginary weapons of mass destruction or even fight the illusory war on terror. The only way to avoid these massive wars going forward is to all join together as one world government. And of course, there'll be no more wars at that point. There'll be no more need for a military-industrial complex. And that's, of course, a lot of horse hockey. Excuse my Irish. It's a lot of horse hockey because there will be skirmishes going forward. If we went through and hypothetically put the one-world government through today, there would be constant struggles, constant revolutions, constant wars going on that will have to be monitored by the global military, which is being assembled now as we speak. There is no end to it. There is no end. The only end to stopping perpetual war is to stop the people that are engineering the wars. And the only way to do that, in my humble opinion, is to get people up to speed on the military-industrial complex, to get people up to speed on the false flag terrorism, to get people up to speed on a government that hates you. And to quote the immortal Bill Hicks, to understand and to help others understand that not just the United States government, not just the United Kingdom, not just Russia or China, but all governments are liars and murderers. And that's something we need to teach our children. That's something that should be taught in schools or homeschools. That's something that needs to be relayed to all of our neighbors, our coworkers, our friends, our loved ones, and people in the street. And until we realize this, until this becomes a mass shift in consciousness to where we all take for granted that governments are all liars and murderers, nothing will ever change. So you can call this a paradigm shift, a shift in consciousness. I call it just a shift in opening your eyes and smelling the coffee. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with some of your calls and more news you're not supposed to know about. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro. A 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Again, folks, the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood filling in today, last day for the Alex Jones program. We are looking forward to having Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, running for president in 08, joining us in his first, as far as I'm aware of, his first interview since announcing his presidential run in 2008. Republican Congressman Ron Paul likely joining us sometime on the program today. Just a quick program note, we had a caller call in and ask a good question. Yesterday we had Sal Costello on the program talking about a local activist position here against the toll roads and the NAFTA highway. We have had just the craziest ice storm here. We are packed under ice here in Austin, Texas. Climate change, anyone? It's really made getting around very, very difficult, and I certainly don't want anyone risking their lives to do this. It is important, but not so important that I want you with your kids on the icy road. So be careful if you're going down. Right now, the meeting is on, unless we hear otherwise. Sal had promised to email me if he hears anything different, but until we hear that the meeting is shut down, and they have about a dozen people on this, we will have to assume it's going forward, and at some point we might even have to assume that this is the ideal circumstance for the Campo board, who will be voting on their Phase 2 toll roads, or at least getting your opinions on that today, as I'm sure they can guarantee a pretty low turnout because of the weather. So we'll see if they'll risk their lives to go in to push this measure through, and then maybe this will become more of a priority for us. Who knows? But we'll keep you posted during our 5 hours of broadcasting today on GCN and let you know if that meeting is off. But until we hear otherwise, the meeting is on. Earlier, I tried to quote John Quincy Adams, and what I'm doing is cranking my head and reading a bumper sticker we have here in the studio. We have a number of Liberty stickers from libertystickers.com, and they're great. But what John Quincy Adams was saying is that America is the champion and vindicator of her own. And that's something we've really gotten away from. And, of course, the famous Thomas Jefferson quote, "The spirit of this country is totally adverse to a large military force." Oh, but Jack, things have changed since 9/11. No. This has been going on low these 60 years. And there's always a pretext for it, isn't there? There's always a convenient pretext, and it seems the next pretext is always better than the former. I mean, we could fight communism, and communism was an idea. It wasn't a country with a uniform. It was an insidious idea. And, of course, we had the Red Scare and the conditioning of the people, where as a child I was told to hide under my desk when the Russians nuked us, which, of course, saved me. You know, these are the seeds we've certainly sown. I'm going to open up the phone lines till further notice. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Bush cronies profit from war in Iraq while our soldiers die every day. And this is a bit of a flashback from a story that was published in 2004, and it's certainly become much worse. And it talks about, you know, not auditing the war, no one overseeing the money spent on the war. It talks about the projected $2 trillion that we're spending into Iraq alone. It talks about the collusion and creative bookkeeping from the United Nations International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the International Advisory and Monitoring Board, who have actually complained about some of this bookkeeping. Talks about Halliburton contracts, providing for importing and distributing fuels to keep Iraq going during the occupation and the rebuilding, as we know now that they were skimming off the top of this and charging the United States and not the taxpayers, not you anyway, maybe your grandchildren, extra kickbacks on each gallon of gas. Talks about KMG, another auditing firm which has gone down, I believe, since this article was put out. Talks about the Bechtel Group, the San Francisco-based company with solid connections to the Bush White House. President Ronald Reagan's former Secretary of State, George Shultz, is on the board, and a senior vice president is Jack Sheehan, a member of the Defense Policy Board, which advises the Defense Secretary, ex-Secretary, Donald Rumsfeld. Bechtel, back 2 years ago, got a $680 million contract just from one agency, okay? So the stories are there. The stories add up, and the military complex, industrial or otherwise, is looming. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world.
Thank you for tuning in, folks. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network, 17th day of January, 2007. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Ron Paul has written a great article, The Irrelevance of Military Victory, which you can find at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And hopefully Congressman Paul will be joining us on the program today, and we'll try to give you a crack at him. 1-800-259-9231. It's the Alex Jones Show. Call in, talk about anything you want, or reminisce about the military-industrial complex in 1991 on this day. Operation Desert Storm began allegedly early in the morning. Iraq fired 8 Scud missiles into Israel in an unsuccessful bid to provoke Israeli retaliation. There are several anniversaries with the Gulf War. This is just one of them, and we'll try to talk about that on the program today as well. Let's go to the phones. Is it Joe in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, this is Joe. How you doing, Jack?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for filling in for Alex. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to say, first of all, it's great to have Ron Paul running for president, and I'm going to do my part up here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to help his campaign in whatever way I can, whether it's going out knocking on doors or whatnot. He's a true champion of the American people. And I wish I had enough time to get into the story about how I'm getting totally screwed over by the Department of Transportation and the legal system up here in Pennsylvania. I just...
Well, give us the cliff notes real quick.
Cliff notes, okay.
Is that possible? I know these stories get very complicated.
It's even complicated for me, and I know everything that's happened to me, but I could try.
Suffice to say, then, you're between a rock and a hard place there in Pennsylvania. What is the... Just give us a paragraph. What is the problem?
In 2000, I got a DUI. I fled on an ARD. That's an accelerated rehabilitative disposition. In lieu of having to face the actual trial, I basically pleaded no contest to the DUI, and I was thrown on probation.
Did you take a breathalyzer?
No, the breathalyzer was broken that night, if I remember. They had to do a blood test on me.
Okay. You volunteer for the blood test?
Yeah.
And how did it come out?
I had a .12. At that time,
okay.
It was .10.
Okay.
That's the limit, and, they amended that in 2001.
And so they gave you some type of a diversion, perhaps, in order to work with them on the DUI?
Right. And, I had a DUI. I was guilty of sin, and I don't drink and drive anymore. As a matter of fact,
good
I don't
for
drive because I don't have a license. But,
right.
I did everything that they had asked me to do. I went through the alcohol highway safety classes, which I had to pay for out of my own pocket. I paid the $1,200-and-some-odd fine. I did the license suspension, and, they're saying that I didn't pay off my fine in time. So I was technically on probation when I was pulled over again for,
Sure.
It had an illegal inspection sticker on my vehicle.
Right.
So the defense attorney that I had for that case told me to go ahead and plead guilty, and the judge will put me on probation. I said, well, you know, I'm already on probation for this. At the time, it was 5-year-old DUI. He said, well, the judge knows that, and he'll just make your probation run concurrent for another year, and you'll have to pay a small fine. Well, my small fine was $225 plus $1,200 in court costs, and he didn't tell me that.
Of course, you need a car to probably go to work so you can pay these fines.
Exactly, and he didn't tell me that I would also lose my driver's license for 2.5 years.
And, didn't tell you that when he told you to plead out.
Yeah, he okay. Kind of left that part out.
You had a public defender, I assume.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, so now I had to go through the motions to file a... Because now PennDOT wants to suspend my license again for the same DUI that I had in 2000, since they're saying that I violated my probation by pleading guilty to this thing. So I appealed it to the Common Pleas Court in Allegheny County, and I missed my hearing. I mismarked on the calendar the date of my hearing, and I missed it. They dismissed it. Then my only recourse was to pay more money to appeal to the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania.
I've heard this story, okay, a million times. I've seen how this has happened. Where are you now with it, Joe?
Well, where I am now is I have to file an appellate brief, which I can't find it. An attorney I've called,
yeah.
And I don't have money for an attorney.
Right.
I called up these attorneys acting like I had money, and they're telling me, you know, I can't even take your money. It's going to cost you $2,000 for me to file this.
Yeah, no, this is a racket. This is a racket, okay? And you've
exactly.
been caught in the middle of it. Now, a lot of our listeners are going to say, Joe, and you even admitted, you really kind of brought this on yourself.
Right.
You dug your own hole, and now they're wanting you to lie in it, and it doesn't feel very good, of course. You know, we have seen this happen over and over and over again, and I can tell you it is a spiraling downfall once you get caught for this DUI, and sometimes you never get out of it because you continually need to drive or need transport, and you keep getting yourself in worse and worse trouble and digging a bigger and bigger grave for yourself, and this is happening all over the country. Now, as far as advice, I mean, I don't know if you have the time to represent yourself pro se, But I would probably think that that's where you want to go at this point, and you would want to get some advice, most likely from either a constitutional lawyer or somebody who you're going to have to pay a lot to get you on the right track, and perhaps even be co-counsel with you. Never, folks, never use public defenders, especially young public defenders, because their whole goal in life, their ambition, is to go to the other side of the court and work for the state as a prosecutor. That's what they want, and of course from there they want to be expensive defense lawyers or politicians, so there is a natural chain and a ladder that these attorneys go through, and I'm not saying they all do it, but the majority of them do it, and I got to tell you folks, never get a public defender, especially a young one. You have a problem with these people not wanting to offend or upset the opposition because they want to be part of the opposition. So I wish I could have told you that, Joe, before you started, and hopefully there's someone else out there who's listening to this, and maybe you'll think twice before you drive drunk. I don't know how I didn't get caught in my younger years, Joe, doing this, being stupid and young like most people. I think I was just lucky or really good driver, but I feel bad for you, Joe. Hang in there, okay?
Thanks, Jack.
Hang in there. To look into representing yourself in this, and you might just have to bite down and pay the piper on this and learn a very important lesson.
Yeah, it appears that way. Well, anybody in Allegheny County, don't use a public defender system, just like Jack said.
Yeah.
But especially not David O'Bara. That's all I'll say.
Well, that was a good left jab. I appreciate that, Joe. Let's go to Patrick, and Patrick is somewhere in the United States. Patrick, thank you for joining us. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, go Ron Paul. Go, baby, go.
That's right.
I just wanted to say real quick about the Real ID Act for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Something a lot of people don't realize is that everyone that has a cell phone is carrying around the same technology that the Real ID will be carrying.
Well, thanks for the warning. Do you have a cell phone?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
And, you know, anyone out there that does, I just wanted to make them aware that, you know, they're already carrying, essentially, what the Real ID is.
Well, they're consolidating all of the technology as well, and it's pretty seductive to the younger generations out there who like to play video games on their phones and send pictures and take pictures. And I don't think people are aware that the pictures you take, anything you do on a cell phone, by the way, allegedly is fair game for the authorities, okay, because it's sent out on a wireless wave and they can interpret that or intercept that at any time, place, or central location. So really nothing is safe you ever say and do on the cell phone. But I mean, people don't really, I don't think, realize, Patrick, they're taking pictures, incriminating themselves, and sending them through the cell phone, which can end up in some database somewhere. But I think maybe what you're alluding to is the tracker technology, the listening devices. In fact, we've talked to many experts about cell phones, and they said, Jack, they can listen to you even while the phone is turned off. You need to wrap those things in foil when you're not using them. I say, why bother? It's an electronic leash. I don't like being on a leash, and I've managed to get along just fine without one now for about 3-4 years.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, it's the packet technology, and
seductive, isn't it, Patrick? All
correct.
These kids want the technology. They want all this stuff, man, and the Blackberries and the Jackberries and the Raspberries and the Blueberries. And they don't realize that everything they're doing is being databased.
It's a big scam. It really is, and people don't realize that.
Yeah, you got clubs, man. You can't get in, or you get the VIP treatment if you scan your microchip. I mean, and kids love it.
Absolutely.
All right, is that it, Patrick?
That's it, brother.
In Bama. All right, man, thanks for the call. Let's go to Dean in Canada. Dean, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And greetings, world, from behind enemy lines in British occupation.
Greetings,
America.
Fellow thought criminals and enemies of the state. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, I just wanted to say, welcome back once again to the Alex Jones Show, Jack. It's refreshing to hear you. I don't get the internet, so anytime I can hear you, hey, I'm going to crank that radio.
Okay.
And what you mentioned about the military-industrial complex, it is no different here. Matter of fact, the whole system being corporate in nature here is run directly from the Crown of England, so it's not a wonder we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
And so it means that underscores the point that now more than ever we have to look out for each other at the grassroots level and crank up whatever efforts we've got to re-educate, motivate, and to, I was say,
I mean, we could pick up our muskets and try to fight them, but I don't know in 2007 how effective that's going to be, though I guess we see the insurgents in the Middle East as being at least somewhat effective. But, yeah, we need to educate people.
And, one thing I found are the two things, education is the key for most people, regardless of whether you're urban or rural, because most of us here in Canada are as intelligent as we are and as great a capacity for learning as we have. We are as ignorant as your average rock in a lot of ways regarding our rights and liberties.
Yeah.
And I thank the good Lord for what I've been blessed with in terms of the statute law, that after handing it out only a handful of times, less than a handful of times, I've not been pulled over once in the last 3 years. And, it's a wonderful
thing. They'd rather go pick on someone easier, I guess, Dean.
Exactly. And... to that end as well, because we have so many other things to protect against, in terms of natural disasters, man-made or what have you, man-inspired, I should say. I'm putting together a preparedness expo in Tilbury, my little hometown in Ontario, and it's near Windsor. And I think it's going to be a wonderful thing, less than a month in trying to put things together. I've already got a few... from what I understand, a few people who actually want to give me a hand in putting it together.
Good.
And bit by bit, there are people coming out of the woodwork to say, hey, I'm with you on that. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And Canada, you don't have to be afraid of anything. Yeah, we've been cowed for a very long time. We've been indoctrinated, psychologically neutered, I call it, to say, oh, government, please give me a handout. Please help me out. Please help me out. To hell with them. Pardon the language, but to hell with them. What have they done for us that they didn't ask for something later
on? Well, let's ask that question. We've done this on our program. We've tried to open up the phone lines and get people to name one government program that's ever worked for you. And guess what? Crickets. No one can think of anything to call in on. And we've also, said, what have you ever been in a position where you've needed the government's help and they've come to help you? I got to tell you, I never have. And if I ever had been in a position to need the government's help, I was punished for asking for it. So that really taught me a few very valuable lessons that we as individuals and we as communities have to help each other. And this is exactly what they're drumming out of America, I assume Canada, certainly Europe, and at points around the world. They're getting us so that we can't depend on each other. We're all suspicious of each other, that we all, our neighbors could be terrorists or our neighbors could be criminals or drug dealers or whatever the case may be. We don't trust our neighbors anymore. We don't go to the churches because they're 501c3 and, now we're going to Walmart centers for handouts in the event of emergency. But this is really the point. And I'm going to go back. Let me keep you on the line if I could, Dean. But I want to go back to what Joe was talking about relating to his DUI. I mean, look, there is a problem, in a sense, with setting the legal alcohol limit so low. But that is to suck you and get you into the system, to get you into the system any possible way they can. There was a day, and I love, you want to look how your liberties have been taken away from you, just analyze driving. I often use this example, Dean, and I think it's a good one, because if we analyze the laws pertaining to driving an automobile, to transporting yourself from point A to point B over the many decades, we will really see just how far the government has gone. And there was a time when you got pulled over in your truck, you had a shotgun, probably unregistered or unlicensed, in your back window. You're a farmer, maybe. You have a fifth of Jim Beam or a pint of Jim Beam in the glove compartment and whiskey on your breath. And the officer says, Joe, you're in no shape to drive. I'm gonna drive you home and make sure you get home safe. And, don't do that again, Joe. But we've come a long way from that to where now we're being arrested for not wearing our seatbelts.
And at one time, that itself started off as just a public program to make sure everyone's all safe.
Right.
And thanks to the charter, that piece of junk charter, Canadian Charter of Rights and Liberties, they've decided to take everything in the law, pervert it through that, and all of a sudden all these things that we thought were just for public safety are now mandatory law. Fine.
Well, it is the frog, proverbial frog, boiling in the pot with incrementalism and Fabian socialism. We just don't see it around us until it's too late and it's all added up. And let's look at all the laws, the police state laws, for instance, that they've repealed over the years. Can anybody name one of those?
Very few, but actually there's one here, the Emergency Powers Act, which is basically the War Measures Act.
Yeah.
Sorry. Actually, it was repealed, but they just replaced it with something called the Temporary Measures Act, which is exactly the same thing as the previous one. So, no, they just replaced it with some other stuff that they could use at a later date.
Well, that's what we better understand. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people listen to the politicians say that these are temporary measures and we are in a time of danger and we need to protect you and keep you safe and okay, and we'll put a sunset law to this. Well, we saw what happened with the Patriot Act here in the United States with the sunset laws.
And can I give out my email address?
Quickly.
CanadaOurCountry@Hotmail.com. CanadaOurCountry@Hotmail.com.
Rounding up those Canadians everywhere to fight for freedom. Thanks for the call, Dean. We'll come back. We'll take more calls right after this break. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. This is the Genesis Communications Network.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, I have a miracle for me.
This is the Alex Jones Show, 1-800-259-9231. We're expecting Ron Paul to join us sometime during the program today. If he has time, I know he wants to try to make it, but we will really just have to drop what we're doing when he calls in. So we are standing by. You're more than welcome to call in and comment on some of the work that Ron Paul has been putting out, including his bid for president in 2008. You can talk about the anniversary here today of the Eisenhower speech warning us against the military-industrial complex. We have, with Deadline Live and JackBlood.com, done just a ton of work on this subject, and you can pretty much call me the tick on on the Carlyle Group rear end, so to speak. And I know that's a glorious way to explain what I do, but I know it doesn't make a huge difference to the Carlyle Group, but maybe it will if we continue to get the word out about this ex-president's club. But we've been following their acquisitions. We've been following their legal troubles. We've been following them as they've been Pac-Manning the media industrial complex. I mean, you know, since we're talking about the list of industrial complexes out there, the security industrial complex has now become potentially as big as the military industrial complex, the entertainment industrial complex, a part of the triad here with these behemoth companies, Pac-Manning groups like Clear Channel, the Chicago Tribune, the San Jose Mercury Times, where you know, many great news stories had been reported in the past. It's a way, of course, to control all public opinion. This certainly goes back to the CIA program Mockingbird, which was first instituted back in the early 1960s, in order to control all public opinion. I'm sure it has its inroads into the Tavistock Institute and the usual suspects like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the multitude of think tanks out there working as matrix moles for the neo-pharaohs that pull the strings. But you're more welcome to comment on the military-industrial complex, Ron Paul, or even this token anniversary of the first Gulf War. And in fact, maybe you disagree. People I talk to, military experts, veterans who fought in these wars, say that we have been fighting there continuously, one way or another now, for over 16 years, and that is the longest war in history. 1-800-259-9231. I don't even know, do we have time? Let's try to go to Ansur in Indy, and if we don't have time, we'll hold you over. Ansur, I believe it is, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
That's correct. You're probably one of few that can pronounce my name correctly, but you're doing a good job, Jack.
Thanks, I try.
I just thought I'd call and share a previous update that I received in the mail for my DWI charge I got about a couple of years ago. As much as I'm trying to dig myself out of a big, huge hole, I've accepted personal responsibility and accountability for my actions. I received in the mail, basically, it quotes as required by Indiana State Criminal Code 13-6-1, you are required to submit a DNA sample to the state of Indiana if my felony conviction was after July 1st, 2005. Could you give me a little heads up? What the hell are they talking about?
Well, they're creating national DNA databases, not just in this country, but all around the world. So they want everyone's DNA, and they're using this as a pretext to get yours. Let me ask you, you got caught for a DUI. Did you get in an accident?
No.
Just pulled you over and got you.
Yes.
We stay on the line, and we'll talk a little bit about this on the other side. We're going to come back in 70 seconds, folks. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this. Genesis Communications Radio Network. Please stay tuned.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.